Praise the Lord, everyone. It is good to be in the house of God tonight. Brother Grampy Bass tells our folks when he comes to visit, it's better to be here than in the best hospital in the world. And I'm so glad to see him here. Glad to hear the good report on Brother Bass, my baby brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Kind of upset me when he gave me that call. And I'm glad for this opportunity to be at this meeting. And Brother McMullen, you stirred me up today. That's my candy stick. And then when Brother Hyler come by, all this preaching has been good. I'm picking up, you know. You kind of pick up a vein, you know what I mean? And I tell our folks there's a key to every service. And God blesses what he likes. God anoints what he likes. Just not any song will do, not any. God anoints what he likes. And whenever I find out what he likes, I like to give him what he likes. The more I give him what he likes, the more he satisfies my need. But first of all, he's the most important thing in the world. And I thought, as Brother Hyler mentioned about consecration, or I could rephrase that, maybe worship. I'm afraid, now bear with me tonight, but I'm afraid our problem is not holiness standards. I'm afraid if we could ever get our church into a depth of worship, you wouldn't have any problem with TV and video and all that stuff. You wouldn't have any problem with all of that if you could ever get them into a place of real, true Holy Ghost worship. If you could ever get them out of praise into worship. Because worship's intimate, praise is casual. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God's on the prowl. He's on the prowl in this service tonight. He's going up and down the aisle seeking for something. What's he looking for? He's looking for somebody to worship me. Hallelujah. And it's not perfection he's looking for. I said it's not perfection that he's looking for. And you can sit in the seat tonight and say, well, if you only knew what I did this week, then you'd understand why I'm not worshiping. That's not what he's looking for. If he could get that lady that came to the well looking for a worshiper. He said, if I can get you to be honest, I don't have to have you perfect. I just have to have you honest. I'm looking for somebody that can worship me in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Does that mean Acts 2:38 truth? No. How many husbands do you have? She said, well, I don't have any. He said, now if I could call you to truth, if I could get you to be honest about yourself, he said, you've got five and the one you're living with is a thingamajig. Hallelujah. And he said, if I can get you to be honest, I can get you to worship. There's times when I come to church that I feel like a plum failure. But he walks with failures as though they had never failed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I don't run the aisle because I'm perfect. I run it because I want him to make me perfect. You know my failures. You know my shortcomings. But you know I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what happened to Peter. He said, do you love me? He said, yeah, feed my lambs. He said, do you love me? He said, feed my sheep. And the third time he asked him, he was grieved. And he said, God, you know more about me than I know myself. He said, you know my shortcomings. You know what I just come through. You know all things. And I'm going to understand that you know my performance hasn't matched up to how I feel in here. But I still love you in spite of that, even though you know all things. I'm depending on what you know. I'm glad he knows me tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother McMullen, I feel like I'm walking with Daddy Long Legs when I get in his presence, because he's so holy, he's so pure, he's so godly, he's so righteous that I have to run to catch up to him. If I get in his presence, I don't have any problem with standards of holiness. Hallelujah. You shouldn't have got me up here, Doc. I read something the other day. Brother McMullen, one of our books that we like to read, okay. And he said that Mary came in, fell at his feet to wash his feet. I was telling Brother Hyler today, he said, one of the lowest things that the servant of the house, make a study on it, could do was offer to wash somebody's feet. And there was dirt and residue off the place they were traveling. And the biggest insult in the history of that time was if they didn't offer, you just scrape that off their feet. And Mary came in and she said, he's been walking in a dirty world today. And I want to try to get all that. Somebody has insulted him, and I'm going to erase that from him. That's what I want to do when I come to church. I want to erase that. He's heard all the cussing and the damning and the filthy stories and all the rest of the junk, and I want to erase that off his feet when I come to church. And when she didn't get it all off with the crying and the weeping, she unwrapped her glory. Isn't hair given to you for your glory? She said, I got to take down my glory if I'm going to give him the glory that he needs. Anyway, I'll preach sometime, Bass. But he said, this book said, he said, and I made a study on it. He said there was two types of people. There was the world and there was the church. And the world said, the world said, this was a waste. And the church said, this was a waste. And they said that Judas was the only one, Brother McMullen, that never called him Lord. The rest of them called him Lord. So he said Judas was a type of the world, and the rest of them was a type of the church. The church, help me, Jesus. Organized religion has its motives. And then the world has its motives. They don't understand our worship, but it's sad when the church don't understand our worship. And he said something. He said, both of them had the same thing. They said, this could have been sold and given to the what? To the poor. And the plea is evangelism. And I believe in evangelism. And do you know the very first thing that Jesus said when he went to preach in church? He said, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. They were concerned about evangelism. And he turned around and he said, but I want to tell you something. If you don't give me what I want, you can forget about the poor, because you're going to have them with you always. The most important thing is when you walk through these doors, you give me what I want. And it's going to be so important, I'm tying it to the gospel. Wherever the gospel is preached, this story's going to be told of a little woman that fell at my feet and gave me what I wanted in worship. I want to give him what I want. And he said, I unto me. I love the Lord tonight.
Could we all stand together and worship the Lord right now?